Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me 17 until the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, the former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee. That's the group that's meeting right now, even as we speak, to talk about monetary policy going forward in the United States. Bob also was a former chancellor of the Texas A&M school, whole outfit over there, weren't you, Bob? After you left, the Fed and for a while, and now you can find all the things he writes on ncpa.org, right, Bob? Is that the best place to find you?
That's where my blog is.
Yes, and also you're going to be on CNBC today, aren't you?
Yeah, in a few hours, if I can figure out something to say.
Later today, I think about 4:30 Central, 5:30. Eastern, and you do the math on the rest of it. So be sure to check him out, folks. Bob always has something great to say. And they like him on CNBC. They have a lot of fun with you, Bob, when you're over there. I noticed that. Hey, Bob, in the previous segment, we were talking about the Fed meeting and what they could do and how they decide what they're going to do and whether the new chairman, Yellen, is doing a good job. One of the things that seems to be picking up a little bit of interest and maybe even a little drama is the specter of deflation. Not good deflation, like when your flat screen TV comes down in half price in 2 years. That's good deflation. But bad deflation when your house depreciates, or when the automobiles depreciate, or worse, salaries start coming down. That's bad deflation, Bob. Are Japan's had this now for a generation. Europe knows what it's like. They seem to be having maybe a little bit of it. Is this a danger for America?
Well, Europe's on the verge of it. They've got to be very careful because they're in a dangerous situation. We've had disinflation, a lowering of the rate of inflation, and over the past few years, our inflation rate's gone from just over 2% to around 1.5. Right now, I think both the PPI and the CPI are up 1.7% over the past year.
Consumer price index.
So that's not terrible, but you're absolutely right to put emphasis on deflation, because what happens if it takes hold is that people postpone their spending so that they'll get a better deal tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to realize that one person's spending is another person's income.
That's right.
And it spirals very easily into a situation where you just can't get the thing going again.
And when it gets its hooks in our payroll, that's when it really gets ugly, doesn't it? In payroll, it seems to me, when it gets its hook into payroll and real estate, that's when it becomes entrenched, doesn't it?
Yeah. The thing you got to worry about, though, is the psychology of deflation.
Well, the Fed has had many bullets, and they've invented some new ones that when you and I first started talking back in 99 and 2000, Bob, we never conceived of QE, some of the new ground that they've been plowing for the last 5 or 6 years. That was never part of our discussion back in those days 15 years ago. But so the Fed has had all these tools that they've come up with to get the economy going, to boost it up, and allegedly to improve employment, which they haven't done a very good job of. But does the Fed really have any tools for deflation?
Well, monetary expansion, but monetary expansion has been weak.
That's more QE, though.
People are talking about the Fed printing money, but over the last year, it's printed less than 6%. The growth of money supply has been less than 6%. And it's mainly bank reserves that are being created, and banks are not using those reserves to the max. And
People aren't borrowing money.
You've got to have lenders, and you've got to have borrowers.
Yeah.
maybe that's gonna come to an end. You know, we've even had fiscal contraction over the last year or so. You know, the deficit in the budget
right.
is down to 2.8% of GDP, and for a while last year the
we can thank sequester for that, can't we?
And it went up to 1%.
Can't we thank sequester for that?
Yeah, largely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The sequester and that tax increase at the beginning of 2013.
Right, right. Which hurts the economy also. But one of the things I was trying to put deflation in perspective for small business owners, Bob, and you know, you got a lot of people out there who buy inventory. A lot of small business owners are B2B businesses. They have to have inventory for and supplies for their customers, for their corporate customers. A lot of them may have you know, $1 million, $2 million line of credit for on those that inventory that have requirements that they I'm trying to think of the term I want to use here. Covenants. They have covenants in those loans that says your inventory will be at a certain value, your receivables at a certain value. Well, if deflation happens and they come in, they reassess their inventory, and it's below what they said, these small businesses could get upside down and not have done anything wrong.
Right, right. You're caught up in part of the system.
Yeah. So folks, deflation is a sinister and very dangerous systemic and emotional thing too, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, it is.
So this is something to keep your eye on, folks. As Gary Schilling, another friend of ours and Bob's too, I'm sure, talks to us about the difference between good deflation and bad deflation. We need to start paying attention to that a little bit in the United States. 10 till right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.